Something on. Hello.
Hey, everyone.
We hate to interrupt your regularly scheduled program, but this is M&T's Audio Adventure. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Marielle.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Midford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a little weird being here on a Wednesday night, not our normal time, but we got a good show for you guys. Pretty excited, and we're... Yeah?
Gonna play some songs.
We're gonna play some songs. Our next song is Looking Out for You by Joy again.
He's got it.
I got this.
Oh, yeah.
Remember That Night by Sarah Kays. And Daylight by David Kushner. All right, let's get into it.
Stop looking out for you. reached out. I was broken for the second time around. I prayed on the third day that I would be okay, that I'd forget you were ever mine. Well, I don't think you realize how long I had to fight to be living my life.
Myself, I won't go there. Oh, but I know that I won't care. Trying to wash away all the blood I spill. This loss is a burden that we both share. Two sinners can atone from a lone prayer. Souls tied intertwined by pride and guilt. Darkness in the distance from the way that I've been living, but I know I can't resist it. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time. You and I drink the poison from the same vine. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time. Hiding all of our sins from the daylight. From the daylight, running from the daylight. From the daylight, running from the daylight. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time. Telling myself it's the last time. Can you spare any mercy that you might find? If I'm down on my knees again. I'm begging for forgiveness, but I know I might resist it. Oh, so I love it and I hate it at the same time. You and I drink the poison from the same vine. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time. Hiding all of our sins from the daylight, running from the daylight, from the daylight, running from the daylight. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time.
You were a phonograph, I was a kid. I sat with an ear close, just listening. I was there when the rain tapped the way down your face. You were a miracle, eyes just holding your space. World time has a way of throwing it all in your face. The past she is haunted, the future is laced. Heartbreak, you know, drives a big black car. I swear I was in the backseat, just minding my own. Come like rain. They won't stay, they won't stay for too long now. This could be all that we know of love and all. Well, you were a dancer and I was a rag. The song in my head, it was all that I had. Hope was a letter I never could send. Well, love was a country we couldn't defend. Through the carnival, we watched them go round and round. All we knew of home, clowns. Oh, well, you were a magazine, I was a plain Jane, just walking the sidewalks covered in rain. Love to just get into some of your stories, me and all my plain Jane glory. Just me and all.
That was Big Black Car by Gregory Trevor.
Alan Isakov.
Yeah.
Never heard that song, actually.
Shout out to Aiden, Emma's boyfriend all the way in California.
Ooh, let's go California.
He introduced me to Gregory. I don't know. His name is not in front of me, so whatever his name is.
Oh, Gregory Alan Isakov.
Yeah. He introduced me to him when he came to visit last, and it was actually crazy. I played a song by him and he knew it like right away. Like he was able to name the song like right away. And him and my friend Emma were competing over it. And it was very funny because she lost really badly. but ever since that good like month ago, I've been listening to a lot of his music and that's a good one. And I've been trying to put it in a show. And when we took this sub show today, I thought that it would be like a chill vibe because if anyone here ever listens to M&T's Audio Adventure, it's, to say the least, not chill.
I like that you emphasized that you thought it'd be a chill show.
Yeah.
Because I got kind of bored and I put in a lot of not chill songs.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That was my chill interpretation.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
But our next song, actually one of my favorite artists, Dominic Fike. I was doing the Receiptify to see your top artists on Spotify right now.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, you didn't. Come on. And Dominic Fike was, I think, number 2 or 3 for me. I didn't realize I listened to that much Dominic Fike, but I really love him.
We play him on like every single one of our shows.
And so then I realized last semester we would play a lot of like Childish Gambino. And I think this semester we switched from Childish Gambino to Dominic Fike.
Yeah. Well, I think part of that also has to do with the fact that our normal show is at 9 and not
3. Like,
2 a.m.
That's true. Anyways, I think we should get into some Dominic Fike. This is Think Fast by Dominic Fike and Weezer. Also like Weezer, but I know that's kind of a basic thing.
Liking Dominic Fike is not basic.
All right. You don't need to be a hater. Come on.
I think that things are basic like for a reason, because they're like popular and well-liked and like a lot. Sometimes it's like not a bad thing.
Yeah. I like to think that I was into Dominic Fike before he got popular, but
okay, whatever.
I could just be gaslighting myself. Who knows? And then going with that chill vibe that you were talking about, Marielle actually put in Freedom by Pharrell Williams.
It's my one last chill song.
One of the chiller songs that we listen to. But the stuff that I put in is like, wow. What a Wednesday night that we're about to listen to.
You described it as EDM.
Yep. It's exciting. All right, so we can listen to Freedom by Pharrell Williams, and then Clouds by Bunt and Nate Traveler. I actually like the song a lot, and it has come up, I think, a couple times last year. It's my first time this year putting it in a show. Great song, and it's a great leeway into my EDM.
Oh, gosh.
All right. This is Think Fast by Dominic Fike and Weezer.
Let's listen.
Oh, nothing makes sense to me. The sun.
Take it. clouds now. You look so pretty, pretty like the sun. I could watch forever while you shine on every. I wanna go hard, I wanna have fun.
Thank you.
right. Not even that EDM, honestly. That was like a chill.
I don't know. Yeah, that was pretty chill. You said EDM, and I just, yeah. I assume, I don't even know. Whatever that song was that we played one time when we were waiting for a show, and we were like, damn.
Oh, yeah. Part of that? Well, the song from the same album is coming up next. Oh. And two songs, actually. But that was The Chase by Emmett Fenn, Hour 11 remix. Black Friday by The Lost Frequencies and Tom O'Dell, and Clouds by Bunt.
I wonder how they come up with these names.
I know. They're all, the EDM songs are all very fun names. The next two are In the Dark and 10.
I know, but it has absolutely nothing to do with anything spoke. Like, because you can't really, like, I don't know what the heck is being spoken.
Well, in The Chase, there's the original song, which I actually like, which I was like, oh, maybe I'll put in a remix of this. I don't really like the remix of it. I didn't really like this remix of it, but I was like, I might as well try it out. But in that one, you can hear the actual words, and that's a lot better, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is actually from my friend from home texting me today. He was like, you got to listen to this song. It's great. And I was like, yeah, no, this is really something. And I was like, I'll put it in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And anyways, it is that time of the night.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm so excited.
No.
Okay, PSA, space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. You know, I mean, it's like, it's getting chilly outside, so.
I was going to say, this is not,
I figured it was
us explicitly asking, but if Tufts is hearing this and they're like, oh yeah, maybe we should turn on the heaters in the dorms.
Oh, mine are on. They're on.
Maybe they should turn on the heaters in Stratton Hall.
You should check on about like the knob. Like maybe your knob thing.
We don't have a knob.
Okay, I thought I also didn't have a knob, but I do.
All right, well, I'll go back to my dorm and I'll check.
I don't know. Yeah. It's so nice though, because like the suite is like so toasty, but then it's like just frigid outside and I cannot bear it. I keep having to go back to my room and changing my outfits, like wear more layers and coats, and Trevor's giving side eyes.
I was about to talk. What are you, my biggest West Coast to East Coast shift is, I was wearing a sweater and I was like, this is going to be good. The sweater is going to be warm. Like, I won't need to wear a jacket over it. And then I was like, oh, the wind is able to find every hole in the sweater.
Yeah, but the issue, too, is, like, I feel like because we're in that in-between, like, weather where it's, like, still, like, I feel wrong wearing, like, an actual coat. Like,
as
a
you
real
should.
Jacket.
Yep.
But my sweatshirt's not doing it. So I have to find, like, an in-between jacket, and I never can find, like, cute little, cute in-between jacket.
My brother is coming this weekend, and he is bringing me more sweatshirts from home. I'm really excited.
My parents are bringing me more long-sleeve shirts.
Yep. This is a big time for us all, you guys.
It's cold.
It is cold outside.
I run cold, too.
Yeah,
just
you
like
do.
In general.
Raynaud's.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'll tell you this after. This doesn't need to be said on live radio.
All right. Well, it is night outside, so In the Dark by Jend, 10 by Fred again, and then we'll be back to say some few last remarks, maybe, possibly. Yeah. All right.
That was cheesy.
Thank you.
Let's play, ma'am.
Darling, I can share my love with you, but no one knows. Yeah, when life gets hard, you are all I know, oh darling. When we're in the dark.
All right. So I added more songs in between everything else that I was doing because I was like, we need more songs. And so you guys just listen to Girls Like You by The Naked and Famous, 10 by Fred Again, Josie and Jim Legacy, and In the Dark by Jend.
This is a very, I'd say we successfully made a chill playlist.
It was a relatively chill playlist.
I'd say maybe the most upbeat song was even the Pharrell Williams one.
Yeah, exactly. You see, I went with the vibe.
I passed the vibe check. It was one song.
Still.
Whatever. Getting side eyes again.
Anyways.
Yeah.
This is going to be our final remarks of the night. So make sure to listen to our real show tomorrow.
Our regularly scheduled show.
Our regularly scheduled program. Sorry. All right. Our regularly scheduled program tomorrow from 9 to 10, which is going to be a very exciting day because it's actually Mariel's birthday, which is going to be crazy.
Yep, 19.
19.
My last day being 18.
Wow.
Wow, I feel like such a baby.
You are. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Mariel, and you're listening to M&T's Audio Adventure on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Make sure to listen in to the regularly scheduled program, which will continue next week.
And now you guys are going to be listening to Viva La Vida by Coldplay, because that's what I was in the mood for.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
See ya. Missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason I can't.
but that was when I ruled the world.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-